This is certainly has been a major release of information, the WikiLeaks Afghan war logs. Is this the first time you had seen something like this done in this way, this sort of leaking of information?
Well, there's a lot of different ways the information's been leaked. I think what made this unique was the massive amount, which, of course, is possible in the digital world now. Another feature of it was that it appeared in several places at once and with different takes on the material from three major news organizations.
And what does that say about the status of old media and new media?
It shows that what's been known as old media still has a place in the world of new media, and probably more so as everyone adjusts, because we're really looking to credible sources and credible journalists to make sense of the tremendous amount of information that comes at us. And so you can see a need for good journalists more than ever. When you get this kind of documentation, you want to go to places that you can trust, and hopefully multiple places, to get different takes on the material and to at least get the initial filtering of it in terms of organization and what the important points may be.
Looking at the material and the coverage you've seen so far, what do you think is the most newsworthy or most important thing to come out of these documents so far?
I think what struck me was the amount of detail, particularly in combat reports, and it was getting to see the complexity of this war, getting to see all the different elements of it, and you certainly can't say that this is a simple endeavor. I think it gives people a lot of information on how the war has been conducted and what the difficulties, what the incredible challenges have been.
It's now online for anybody to look at, and this does pose a different removal of filtering that wouldn't have been there before with these sort of leaks. Usually, secure documents would stay with the reporter and the newspaper or news outlet, and they would decide what they would publish from it. But here it is also going out raw to the world.
Right, but it's my understanding that it's still not as raw as it was when they got it, that there have been names removed, identifying places, even what WikiLeaks is dealing with, and that's what's been reported. But there's no question that there can be bits of information in there that you or I or average citizen wouldn't know it's important, but somebody engaged in the war from any side might find some valuable information that no one else realizes is valuable. So it does take it to another place.